Some call him Baruch. Some call him Boss. But here we just call him Brisket.
I had no idea. No, absolutely no idea. Baruch is speechless.
Who are they referring to?
I don't know. I don't know.
That I can say is honestly the worst jingle I have ever heard in my life.
No, for years, Kathy's been wanting to do a jingle for me, but I think that should jingle out of here.
All right, Baruch Aluri from Nuspalms, a very good morning to you.
Are we in a Pesach frenzy? I realized when I stepped into this very cozy spot that we forgot to switch on our extractor fan because I've just made the whole Chai FM office and studio smell like onions, fried onions.
Oh, I don't smell it at all.
So I don't know. I can definitely
smell it.
Yes. I wanted to go sniff him as he walked into the studio.
All right, well, listen, we're not that kind of studio. If you don't mind.
It was like scratch and sniff. Scratch and you get the brisket.
Right. So has it been? You must be completely insane at Nussbaum's at the moment.
It is very much insane. I think as I mature in life, I take it less seriously, so I don't get.
You take Pesach less seriously.
I take it less seriously.
Wow. Get him out of here.
So we get more organized and we just do better communication and we use our cycle and we just chill. So it is chaotic, but it's organized chaos and it's good. Thank God.
All right. Tell us what is going on.
So what I did was I bought my Pesach list over here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some lovely, cool products. So I'm going to do some stuff that I think is really applicable to the weather and also to convenience. So what we've got on special for Pesach is cottage pa. It's a 1 kilo container at $1.99 per kilo. We've got lamb stew, also a 1 kilo container at $1.99 per kilo. And then we've got beef ossobuco at $1.99 per kilo as well. It's a 1 kilo container. So all three comfort food, all three delicious. I've tasted them myself.
Great.
And great for the Chol Moed in between days.
Yeah, it's actually great to buy that, just put it in the freezer.
Correct.
And then because everyone's always starving over Pesach.
And are you suggesting that's Chol Moed food? So I can't serve cottage pie at the Seder.
I wouldn't do a cottage pie at the Seder, no.
I don't know. I feel like it's quite judgmental. I think it's quite nice, actually. I don't know.
We've got other lovely goodies for the Seder, like roasted lamb shoulders and fancy chicken dishes, etc. I think Pesach is like we're celebrating our freedom, so we've got to go a bit.
Where do the Luris go for the Seders?
The Luris go to the various families, you know.
Are you having one of the Seders at your
home?
We've
done one Seder in 12 years of marriage. We did it, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
Did that nearly result in divorce?
We've decided to take a sabbatical for as long as we
Right. Unsigned wants to know, when is the last day for hot beef on rye at Nussbaum's?
Thursday night next week.
Thursday night? Okay, so just tell us about that, because I think that's important.
Right, so the Bergen brew is going to be kosher for Pesach.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is awesome.
Matzah burgers.
Matzah burgers, naked burgers, vegetarian burgers.
Are you going to be making rolls out of matzah meal, or are you going to be serving
We're going banting friendly over here, and there won't be any rolls. There won't be potato starch rolls. There will not be matzah rolls. It will just be meat and potatoes. Potatoes not so banting friendly, no, but it's very much a Pesach food, meat
absolutely,
and potatoes.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you know what our family tradition was, actually, it's an amazing one. My mother, and it's like this whole Germanic thing, because the day that Pesach starts, so it's that you can't eat matzah and you can't eat chometz. So it was always a huge tradition in our family to have for that lunch, and we'd all go to my mother. We used to go to my grandmother. All the kids would go there. Pickled brisket and kartoffel salad and potato salad. And that was the most amazing, amazing, simple lunch for the day of the day that Pesach starts, Erev Pesach. Because it's food. No one's starving. You've eaten something decent. I know the Banting people can't really participate too much, but you can have the pickled brisket at least.
It's probably the most important lunch of the year besides or before Yom Kippur, because by the time you get to eat that
night, it's late. Yeah. So this was always a family tradition of ours. And it's the most amazing, amazing thing. And it evokes for me such memories, and even more memories in some way than Pesach itself. Those are my food memories of Erev Pesach.
Yeah. You know what I chalish for? Mm-hmm. The Seder? The egg and salt water.
Really?
Really? My favorite thing. Nah. It has to be sliced, of course.
Really?
No. And you don't get the yolk, so I do deals with people at the table.
That's fine, because
I go for the white.
If you leave it long enough, then all the yolk kind of dissolves into the salt water, and then you can just take all the little white bits out of it. Oh, my favorite thing.
So Kim says, burgers and brew kosher for Pesach. So many clapping hands. Best news I've heard besides the keto-friendly meals. The city is making it very easy to keep Pesach.
I want to ask Brew here about what brew will be served, because you obviously can't do beer brews.
We'll be doing wine. We'll be doing lovely assorted wines to eat your bunless burgers.
So really?
So yes. Pâtés and wine.
I like it. I think that works very, very well. All right, it is 8:24. Just go through those specials one more time.
Okay, so just lovely comfort food for Chol HaMoed, all at $1.99 per kilo. Beef ossobuco, lamb stew, and cottage pie. All are delicious. Tasted it myself. And they're great value meals as well. You just buy them before Pesach. It's order only, so don't expect to come into the store and find stock, because it's crazy. Enough. Order it in advance, and you got Chol HaMoed meals taken care of.
Absolutely fantastic. Time is 8:24. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM.